Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Most Canadians have heard of the beloved artist and illustrator William Kurelek, especially known for his winter views of people on the windswept prairies. But a fascinating film first shot in the late state at the time he created it. But the film, the long version of the film, was never finished and eventually disappeared. Now, almost 40 years later, the sons of the original co-director, Robert M. Young, have put the pieces back together again and added new material and music to release a finished version. And I'm very pleased to have here, by telephone from Los Angeles, musician and filmmaker Zach Young, who co-produced the movie. Hi, Zach.
Hi, how are you, Daniel?
Good. So let's start by talking about that particular painting by William Kurelek. Where did he make this unusual painting?
William painted the Maze painting in Maudsley and Netherne Hospital in London, England.
And what does the painting, this is a audio recording, but what does the painting look like?
A painting of him lying down in a wheat field, and it's a cross-section of his skull, and there's all kinds of different compartments, and there are memories from his past, and it's a really fascinating painting.
I remember the Kurelek paintings I'm used to are, you know, sort of maybe a little bit lonely, but they're very, you know, sort of heartwarming pictures of people ice skating, walking in the snow, looking out their window. This is a very different, it's almost like Hieronymus Bosch.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people aren't as familiar with some of his early work. He, you know, ended up converting to Christianity, and a lot of things changed for him. And one of those things was his style and art and the artwork that he ended up producing.
So tell me about the artist and his upbringing, his family in Alberta and Manitoba.
He's the son of Ukrainian immigrants. Both his parents are from the Ukraine. William and his siblings were, you know, brought up speaking Ukrainian, and you know had to adjust and learn English and whatnot. And you know, I think he had a tough childhood, that's for sure. Trying to fit in and also trying to be an artist. And as the film covers, he had a lot of conflict with him and his father, and his father not understanding William and his certain sensibilities and the fact that he wanted to be an artist.
How did he find himself in a mental institution in England?
He ended up going to England to study in England, and he had a sort of breakdown, and he actually admitted himself into the hospital there. He ended up in a great place where they really nurtured the artist side of him, and with some great doctors out there. One of them was a gentleman named Edward Adamson, who's considered the founder of art therapy in Great Britain.
Yeah, I wonder if you could talk about art therapy.
I know that they were at the hospital there. They were very nurturing. They would set him up with an easel and different tools to be able to paint, and so he did a lot of paintings there that were, I think, very therapeutic for him and a way for him to get out these different emotions and things that couldn't really be expressed.
And the painting that's the focus of the movie, The Maze, was that made as part of his art therapy?
I believe so. I know it was made there at the hospital, and he says an interesting thing at the beginning of The Maze movie. He says that the painting was in a way that people tell stories by the fireplace to entertain their guests, to try and make them accept you. In this case, I wanted to be accepted as an interesting specimen.
Your father, Robert M. Young, made the original film. Why did he make it?
My father at the time was doing different documentaries on all kinds of different subjects. He contacted by a professor at Cornell University named James Moss and wanted my father to make a documentary about his collection of art that had been done in mental institutions. And so they went through the different slides together and one of the slides was this painting, The Maze. And my father had no idea who William Kurelik was or had never seen that painting. And they decided that if they could make a film about the man that painted that painting, the students would learn much more about art and psychology than trying to make a film about the entire collection. So that's really how it started. And so they went out to England. That was the first thing that they did, and they went and interviewed the doctors that worked with William. And then my father went to Canada, met with William and his family, and conducted interviews with them.
Oh, interesting. Because there is one scene where it has one of the, I think it's the art therapist or the occupational therapist speaking to the camera, and they're sort of reaction shots with his mother. I assume they were in the same place, but they're actually across the ocean from each other?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all the interviews with the doctors were done in London, England. And so after my father had completed the film, he had made about a 46, 47-minute film, and they decided, the school decided that they wanted to cut it down to a half hour. And so a lot of important parts of the film had to be cut out. And my father was always disappointed with that because it wasn't able to tell the complete story in a half hour. Anyways, they made the half hour version, and that had been used throughout the 70s and actually even to this day in different psychology classes. And then the rest of the footage was, you know, left on the cutting room floor and ended up in some vault somewhere. And about 5 years ago or so, we ended up finding that work print of that original footage. And my father was really excited about it and contacted my brother and I, who do music here in Los Angeles, and the film had never had a soundtrack or a score on it. So the first thing he said was, oh, maybe you guys could put some music on this and we could release it. And my brother and I saw the film, and we were blown away by the film. And we started experimenting with the music, and then we started becoming fans of his work. We weren't familiar with his art at all. And we realized that the film, a lot of the shots of the paintings that our father had taken had become degraded, and the colors were all gone. There were scratches. It was all shot on 16-millimeter footage. So the paintings were not coming across the way we wanted them to. And you couldn't see the genius behind the art and the artistry of his paintings. And so that's kind of where it started. And so we contacted the Bethlehem Royal Hospital in London, which has the maze there in their museum there. And they were able to send us a slide transparency. And we put it up on the computer, and it was a whole different painting than what we had seen in the film. And just the amount of detail and the colors and all the stuff going on in the painting, we got really excited. And that's kind of where it started. And so we replaced the shots of the maze painting, and then we started tracking down all the other paintings, and we ended up finding all the other paintings with the help of, we became very close with William Kurelik's family, and they've been a huge help in this whole project.
So in the film you include Kurelik paintings, both the maze and many other later ones.
Yes, yeah, exactly. The maze is kind of the focal point of the film in many ways, because it's a painting that encompasses so much of his life. And so it's a great painting to kind of come back to. But, you know, as you know, William did so many paintings. I mean, some people believe he did over 3,000 paintings. And so there's a whole treasure trove of amazing art that he created, and the interesting thing about his work is that there's this realism involved with it, and it has so much to do with his life, and so that's why he's such an interesting artist to make a film about too, because we can always reference his paintings to tell different stories. Avram Isaacs, who's Karelic's art dealer for, I don't know, 20 or 25 years, said something interesting, which is that all Karelic paintings are religious paintings, which is kind of an interesting thing. Once you learn about the artist and understand more about his life, and you can't help but look at some of even the prairie paintings and see a religious aspect to them, even though they're not overtly religious. That was a big part of his life after his conversion.
Very, very interesting life story and a great film to go with it. Thanks a lot, Zach.
Thank you, Daniel.
So William Kerlick's The Maze is an engrossing documentary that's playing at the Rendezvous with Madness Film Festival on November 13th at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. For more information, go to rendezvouswithmadness.com. I've been speaking with the film's co-producer, Zach Young, by telephone from Los Angeles. This is Daniel Garber, the movies for CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.